Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have begun simulcasting an hour early today, live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Bob Chapman, with his Friday visit, is with us for the full hour. We're going to break down the huge developments in the markets. Right now, Citibank's shares are down by 36% and plunging as we speak, clearly done by design by the central banks. Even mainstream media admits that by bad-mouthing and talking about nationalizing, it's driving down Bank of America and Citibank. The private Federal Reserve is using the government envelope or glove and calling it nationalization. It's really financial domination, financial hijacking. We'll get into that. We'll get into all the latest economic numbers that just came out today, like a record plunge in the overall economy of 26%. We'll break all that down with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com right now. Bob, thank you for joining us.
Well, you're welcome, and it's very nice to be here.
Let's get right into it. What do you think is most important happening in the economy right now?
Well, the episode that you just talked about, which is ongoing, Citigroup and its machinations. The reason they don't want nationalization is that in nationalization, the people who own stock in the company lose out in totality. That's number one. Number two, the bondholders get wiped out, or they get a piece of what's left, but there may not be much left. Number three, it exposes the tremendous amount of derivatives that Citigroup is involved in. It kills all of the bonuses, all of these extra golden parachutes and all those kinds of things that the management has. So rather than do that, nationalize, they privatize, as you brought out in the program before. And it's a consolidation of the major banks who make up a good part of the business in the United States. And in privatizing, they're able to better control the movement of finance in the United States. And so these are the main things. And, of course, unfortunately for the shareholders, it's been an absolute nosedive. And they've just well, we went short the stock. We bet it was going to go down at $38 a share, $42 a share, somewhere up there. I kind of get it mixed up with J.P. Morgan because we shorted that as well around the same price, and that's selling for around 20. But as you pointed out, the Citigroup is down 56 cents today. It's selling for about a buck and a half, and we'll probably cover that short. In other words, buy it in at somewhere around a dollar, I hope. And the subscribers will have made the difference between, say, $40 and $1, which is an awful lot of money.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bob. Specifically, let's start going over after the break. We have a long segment. The economic numbers. The economy, they're reporting, is contracting at a record pace right now. And I want to break down China saying they may not continue to buy as much of the T-bills. And where you see the globalists, you know, week to week, so much happens now. It's like a year has passed in what would normally transpire in financial times. And then I also want to early on go to phone calls for listeners specifically that have questions for you about the market. And then we'll talk about gold up above 1,000, then down to, you know, below 950, now racing back up. You predicted it would race up above 1,000, then go back down and then find its bottom and then go up way past 1,000 a month ago. So we'll see what your predictions are for where it's going to be going now and the new numbers that it's going to be testing. Bob Chapman is our guest. We are simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv here on the radio show. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, back live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. How are things going for the globalists and their worldwide consolidation? They're all over the news again this week, saying world government's the answer, world banking. Obama has announced his carbon taxes. They've now got a flotilla of mainstream news articles. You can just Google, put a carbon tax on children. That's really the one-child policy. They're racing ahead. Now Obama's announcing scores of new taxes, not just people making $125,000 individually or $250,000 together as couples. They're announcing, so let's talk about it, the taxes, the globalist agenda, the economy rapidly contracting. I mean, the economists know and admit that slashing taxes will get the economy going. Clearly, by increasing them, they know that this is meant to stall things further so they can consolidate.
I think you're right, particularly on the taxation issue. Of course, the money that they've been spending is atrocious. Even the Obama administration said that they were going to have a deficit of $1.75 trillion, and there's other estimates that are close to $2 trillion. And so, you know, we've been right on our guesstimates. Actually, ours started at 1.3, and then we get into it deeper, and it's like going through a garbage dump, and it just keeps on getting worse. But anyway, what's going on in the markets here is great indecision, because I don't think Wall Street and professional investors quite envisioned the changes that are taking place to be the kind of changes that they anticipated. And so they didn't happen. Worse things did. You know, higher taxes, particularly if they put taxes on share transactions, which they've talked about as well, is not very good for Wall Street. The earnings are going to probably come in on the S&P 500 about $28. And that would reflect into the Dow selling, Dow Jones Industrial selling around 6,000. So I'm looking at 6,000 to 6,600, somewhere down in there. And the market has no real strength. Every time it tries to put a rally on, it's cut short. The same thing happened again today, and it's in progress. As far as the gold is concerned, we've had a very quick correction this week. It swung down through the 930 area, which was about a $70 adjustment over 4 days. And actually, you know, for you people who haven't been in the market for years like I have, when you have adjustments like that and they're quick like that, they're very, very good. Now, I know an adjustment isn't good, but if you're going to have one, that's the best kind to have when it happens quick. And it happened quick. The question is this the bottom? It could be 900. It could be here. Don't know for sure. And it'll turn around and go right back up again and test 1,000. I think it should happen immediately or fairly quickly. If it doesn't, it'll certainly happen by the fall. And so gold is going to break out. And the insiders know that. They're just trying to delay it as long as possible, just like they are trying to delay what's going on in the markets and in the economy and in finance. And those figures they came up with this morning about GDP falling in the fourth quarter, what was it, 6.3%? The figures are even worse than that. I mean, you know that they never tell the truth.
Yeah, they're saying biggest drop in 26 years.
Yes, that's correct. And that's going to continue and it's going to get worse. Now, the feed-in of the monies that are coming from the stimulus package are not really going to make a great deal of difference this year. It'll help a little. And that's going to cause the, depending upon whose ratings you look at, on Mr. Obama, one of them 64, the other's 54, he's going to be down by September, October, around 40 to 35. Because people are going to realize that this program is just not going to work that well.
Do you see them staging a terror attack around that time to try to rally support around the messianic leader? I mean, I don't see them getting their agenda through without them staging a terror attack, releasing a bioweapon to pose as saviors, or launching a new war.
Well, it's certainly, certainly very possible. The problem is the timing is so difficult because the, you know, 35 or 40 as a approval rating really isn't bad. It's not good, but it's not bad. And I don't know that they would create a false flag operation based upon that. The most of the money that's in that package is going to be coming out next year. So next year could be a holding hiatus point and maybe a little bit better than this year. And the reason for that, the reason they packed it that way, is because there's a congressional election next year. And all these people who are Democrats want to get reelected. So, you know, this is why people think things are going to happen quickly. And there's so many things you have to factor into this thing. And these people have the ability, through Congress, to do stimulus packages. In fact, I think they'll have another one next January. Probably for $2 trillion.
Well, Obama's already saying another banker bailout, which will be the one that sets up the new global New Deal, the new global bank. Oh, it's going to help you globally with U.S. taxpayer money. Bob, a few weeks ago you said you were revising your forecast a bit from complete depression within 2.5 years to a year and a half. Are you revising back to a more long-term till we're in a Mad Max scenario, or – what are you getting
at?
Well,
we have depression already started, and we're having a slight hiatus in inflation in the United States, running around 9%. M3 is running around 11.5% to 12%, and down from where it was before. But as the TARP funds and other funds from stimulus hit the market and the responsibility of Treasury to raise $2 trillion, which they'll have to monetize, that's going to begin hitting probably in April, maybe May, maybe March, and that's going to very quickly push inflation up. And that will extend. Inflation extends the end line for deflation. And so that's why you can't easily predict what's going on. But we're going to have an inflationary depression for a time, 2 years, maybe three, maybe a year and a half. I don't know yet. But
all right, let's stop right there. Let's talk about the credit card bubble, the college bubble, people that have paid for these $100,000 college educations. They're getting out every year. They can't find jobs. They're accelerating offshoring of U.S. jobs, accelerating bringing in the skilled visas to replace jobs. Everybody I know in Austin that worked at IBM, degreed engineers, and I know four people, have all lost their jobs completely. They had to train their end-to-end replacements who were working for a third of it, and you know, now they're gone. They're on the streets. You have all these state pension funds on the verge of bankruptcy or going into bankruptcy. You have all these unfunded mandates where they give you 20-30% of the money in the federal bailout, and then the state's going to come up with 70% more. A restaurant I hadn't been to in about a year that I every time I went to it in the past was jam-packed and full on a Thursday night. There were one other group of people in there eating dinner. Restaurants, you know, that have always been, you know, really busy are in Austin, supposedly a good economy. I mean, this is already bad what we're under. I mean, how bad are you saying it's going to get?
Oh, over 30% unemployment. Now, incidentally, IBM just is in the process of building a major complex south of Guadalajara in Mexico. And they intend to move everything out of the United States. And that's why the only answer to this problem of free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, very simply, is tariffs. And if America does not have tariffs, we'll end up with 40 or 50% unemployment.
And for those that don't know,
there's no way we can compete.
And for those that don't know, China has a built-in tariff with their low currency and no environmental standards and slave wages. That is basically, in its overall economic effect, a huge tariff. So when we hear free trade, this is not free or fair trade, is it, Bob?
It certainly isn't. And it is just absolutely propaganda that's been misrepresented. And I'm sadly the only newsletter writer I know of who's talking outside the box who pushes this so hard. The rest of them just don't get it.
Now, you got to watch them, though, Bob. They'll pass a tariff the day they finally tank the stock market down to nothing and say the tariff did it. You know the tricks they play.
Yep, that's what they did in the early 30s. And the depression was caused in that period of time by the Fed withdrawing money from the system. And then when they turned around and put it back into the system, it wouldn't do any good. And that's exactly what's happening today. And, you know, they know that that's the way it works. So you know it was deliberate, just like it is now.
Well, Bob,
and that's why you're hearing what you just mentioned, Alex, about, well, we need a world government, we need a world currency, we need a world this, that, and the other thing. That's the justification for that.
Yeah, it's a perfect plan. They globally create the crisis and say we need a global solution to a global crisis, and then the very people that engineered this by design, they will then be our saviors. I mean, it seems to me all we've got to do is tell the truth and get the story out of how this is a pack of criminals, larcenous criminals that destroyed our economy by design to build their new world order, and that we should take the states back, take the federal government back, and arrest all these criminals. I mean, we can do that if we just start believing we can and get the word out about it.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, that's why I'm on here, and that's why I'm on 20 programs a week, and I keep it up just like you do. And believe me, Alex, we are making inroads. I'm getting letters all the time, not only from Americans who are subscribers, but people all over the world.
Well, you got powerful info, Bob. You're on target, and that's what matters. That's why it's great to have you here. We're going to come back, get into your phone calls, your questions for Bob Chapman or myself or your statements when we come back. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Okay, let's go back to Bob Chapman. Let's talk to Steve in New York. Steve, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, I'm Steve. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Long-time listener. What I'm calling for today is, actually, I want to introduce myself. I work at a well-known company that I know you guys are very familiar with, and I've witnessed for myself, I think it's about the trade deals, not free trade. of trade deals that are made different parts of the world, and that's that has a big effect on someone like me who's a guy just trying to make a living. I have a story to tell, and I'm calling the show because I want to gain some trust and tell my story.
Well, it's about control. It's about control, and that's what globalism and trade is. It's about wiping out trade in areas they want to consolidate, building up trade in areas they control, playing nations off against each other to bring in this world empire. They use finance and military to control, not just military. But we got a lot of callers, Steve, and we've opened the phones up for calls for Bob Chapman on the economy. But just give us a summation of your story.
Well, I really can't get into it on air. It's gonna get bigger. But what I can say is that what they're doing to people, native-born people here, to get rid of them, is just as underhanded as can be.
Yeah, I mean the globalists are completely ruthless. The public needs to figure that out.
And it is ruthless, and it's really a violation of rights and liberty. And I work in a company town, and it's all control. And I would like to get more details off air and get into it a little more, but I do have to proceed with caution at this point.
On air is not the place to do it, Steve. We appreciate your call. You can send us an email or send Bob something. We're just so busy. We know about the corruption. It's not a newsflash to us. We know they bring in foreigners, order you to train them, and then fire you, and then use the immigrants to do your job. And people say, well, who will buy the products once there's no economy here? The globalists then will shut that down. It's that they use trade as a weapon to consolidate power. They don't want a free market. They don't want you independent. Bob, can you explain this to people?
Well, I do, and you very succinctly just did so. And it's the ripping of the heart of the American economy out, and it just wrenching it from the body of our country so that people can't get jobs. And they don't care whether anybody buys anything because the end result is what they're looking for. In the process, they're making lots of money, and especially for the transnational corporations who have subsidiaries that do this business outside the country in places like Cayman Islands and the Bahamas and so on. And they're hiding their money offshore. And as you know, 4 years ago, our Congress allowed them to bring back $350 billion at 5.25% taxation instead of 33, and now they want to do it again for $550 billion.
Yeah, let's explain to folks, because I've analyzed these cases, but you're really an expert on this. I want to get your response. When we hear about them doing CBS News pieces about the Cayman Islands and how 200-something billion of the bailout money went to the Caymans alone, they're just getting everybody mad so they can shut down small tax shelters because that became retail and the public started using the loopholes the banks had written for themselves. Just like most of the White House doesn't pay taxes, most of the Congress doesn't pay taxes, more and more of it comes out. They have one set of rules, and then we have another set of rules that we live under. And if you look at it, most multinational corporations pay less than 1% tax.
That's right. And that's part of the way that they do that. And, of course, that embellishes the want of these international corporations to do such things because in the process they get richer and more powerful. And, of course, at the same time, they destroy the infrastructure of not only the United States, but Mexico, Canada, and Europe.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, it's very simple.
All those demonstrations over there are about money and income and jobs, and they're getting worse and worse. I had pictures that people sent me this week of a major protest in Grenoble. And in this protest, they were wearing Jacobin outfits. And for those of you who don't know, the Jacobins were the people during the revolution in France that went around and collected people so they could bring them to the guillotines to cut their heads off. And so there's some serious stuff going on all over the world.
Bob, I want to talk about the nature of the New World Order, who they truly are, and then make more calls from Jake in Brazil, Kirk, Vanessa, Brent, and others. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
We are only 17 days out from my new film to drop in the InfoWar, and it is a mighty weapon. It's a weapon that is self-replicating if you will make copies of it and spread it. Every one of these in the InfoWar is like a rocket launcher. You pop up at mines that have been seized by the enemy, and you fire a red pill. Literally hits them. Blast through their programming. Because it's got the truth in it, and it goes around the left-right propaganda paradigm. It gets into the real information. You need to picture these films as grenades that you just throw into the zombie chambers. Boom! And many of them will wake up. Just keep throwing grenades. Keep firing. And at the same time, you're not just unlocking mines. Picture the enemy's InfoWar tanks coming over, blasting, firing at the population. And you're just up there with those rockets, blasting them, blowing them to bits, hit them in the treads. Immobilize them, and then just keep getting more of the film out. Go in, throw a hand grenade down in the hatch, boom! Literally, ladies and gentlemen, we are savaging them. They have congressional hearings saying they want to shut us down through the Violent Radicalization Act. They list 9/11 truth groups. They attack me in national publications. But they know if they kill me, it'll be like a hydrogen bomb going off, and we'll just get the info going that much faster, because the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And I mention that because it's such a big point of discussion. Why is Alex Jones still alive when they've killed so many? We got a lady coming up in about 25 minutes who put out an international film about the diamond trade being a monopoly. We're going to go to Brazil in a moment, but I want Bob to comment on that. And they came on her yacht. You know, she's a British lady. But a member of the aristocracy over there, and they said, you shouldn't have made that film, and they broke her jaw and broke her nose and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, this is real, but she didn't back off. She still released the film, and she's alive today. That happened, I don't know, 15 years ago or more. But the globalists are pirates. Think about New York City that was founded by Dutch but became the major pirate port. They would come from all the way from, you know, Asia, pirates that roved out there and around Africa and Latin America and the Horn, and they would bring their goods to safe haven pirate ports. Well, what is Luxembourg? What is the Cayman Islands? What is the Bahamas? What is Portugal? What is Switzerland? Those are pirate ports. And if you study Skull and Bones and other globalist groups, they made their money out of the opium trade in the British East India and the Dutch East India Company, and they founded it with that, and they set up CIA exclusively in 47, out of the OSS, out of Skull and Bones, just a British chapter here in the United States. This is all history. This is mainline history, just not taught in schools. And that's why they say little hymns and little prayers at Skull and Bones. When I was also at Bohemian Grove, they had all these big banners and plaques to different famous pirates, because they see themselves as pirates, and they are setting up a global order where they're outside the nations. They don't fit to follow any laws. They're exempt, and they just destroy nations and come in and loot them and then bring the wealth offshore and finance destroying the next nation. Now, that's why big banks will just give billions of dollars of free weapon systems to a Latin American country, to a rebel group, to an African group, to then wreck that country so that country has to fight them, and the banks will fund the terrorists, the rebels, and the government. I was watching, I haven't seen it yet, a clip from the film The International, and the guy's explaining, they're going, why do you think big banks fund rebels or fund terror groups or fund other governments to have a war when they're not even making money on it? Because they make money on the destruction. These are pirates. And Bob Chapman, I wanted to get your response to that, sir.
I've never heard it more eloquently put. But you're certainly right about the drug trade. And most of the major families in New England and along the eastern seaboard were involved with the British. And that's the, you know, Cabots and the Lodges and the Forbes and all of them. And they were privatizing or carrying heroin, opium, from India over to China. And they made vast fortunes. This was in the early 1800s.
The Roosevelts.
Yes, they were all involved, all the big names. And that's how they, in modern times, they funded the, what they were doing. But they did the same thing in the Middle East as well. And you're right about them financing both sides of almost every conflict, because when it's over, they step in and they finance the redevelopment and get even richer and more powerful. And this is the game that they play over and over and over again. Yet today we have radio programs such as yours and the internet to tell the people what they're not being told in school or in the mainline media, that this is what these people do for a living. And, you know, if it kills 20 or 50 million people, they don't care. I mean, they are pirates. Just it's quite an example you just gave. It's really excellent.
Well, that's what they say about themselves. That, I mean, they brag that they're swashbuckling pirates, and it's a big joke on all of us. I want to go to calls, Bob. I just briefly, as this guest is coming up later, it's public knowledge. It's a public secret, but most people don't know it. You know, a average guy will be getting married when he's 25. He's making $30,000 a year. He'll buy a $10,000 diamond for his betrothed, and she's got to have it, and they don't know that diamonds are semi-precious, literally, or crap. They're just geographically only in certain areas, so they can artificially control that, and how in the last 150 years they sold this as the gem that everybody has to have is the diamond, and it's another example of a total scam, a total cartel.
Absolutely. There's enough diamonds in the world to bury it. I mean, they intrinsically, they have little or no value. And that value has been created by De Beers and others, but particularly De Beers, which is controlled indirectly by the royal family. And they're the ones who who financed all of the projects in South Africa, and they're the ones that used Madison Ave tactics, especially during the after the turn of the 21st century, in the early 1900s, diamonds became a thing to have or to do. And when Rhodes died, everything he had was turned over to a trust which is controlled by the royal family. So, you know, he did what he did when he did it, and all of that wealth returned to the masters.
And he wrote that they were going to create a British Empire through international finance that would be behind the throne. And, again, they geographically control the diamonds, where they come from, Australia, Africa mainly, a little bit in South America. And because they geographically control that, even with mercenaries who they brag they'll send in to kill anybody that tries to mine them, then they call them blood diamonds, anybody else that wants to dig them and not pay their cut. I know we've got to ban this through, you know, humanitarian auspices, total fraud. It's the same thing with drugs. They make narcotics illegal so they can geographically control them to make hundreds of times what the drugs are really worth, which then criminalizes everything and lets them take over that way. I mean, you know, so they bring in the drugs, they bring in the diamonds, everything. We're about to go to Jake in Brazil, but he just hung up. Jake, I wanted to hear from you in Brazil. If you can get back in, we'd love to hear from you. But let's go ahead and talk to Kirk in Colorado. Kirk, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day to both of you, man. Alex, I've agreed with you over the years on at least 95% of what you've said and taught. And I was curious, though, why you and your fill-in Romero in the past month or two have been down on Israel and are blaming Israel for breaking the peace treaty. And I'd like to know your exact thought of Israel and the Jews.
Kirk, look, we're here talking about economic issues. You know, I try not to get into this endless, ongoing debate. And I get attacked by those that say I'm too too easy on Israel. I get attacked by those that say I'm too hard on Israel. You know, Hillary Clinton, who's always flip-flopping, you know, she's been criticizing Israel, so now she's being, you know, being broiled in the media. Israel is being used as a military outpost. Benjamin Netanyahu wants to attack Iran. That is going to cause World War III. Every military expert we've talked to and geopolitical expert has said. You know, I love this. This is the dumbed-downness of the American people. That if I am against what happened in Israel, where they shut down the border crossings and started doing targeted killings, which did break the peace treaty, and then Hamas is shooting these Tinker Toy rockets over, and then Israel goes in and levels, and then now we've got to pay, there's something, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to go in there and rebuild it. All that does is then embroil the entire Middle East, and public opinion turns against the United States and Israel. I'm saying I'm against what happened there. And then that doesn't become, I hate Jews. Okay? It's totally separate. It's completely separate. And that's all I have to say on that issue. I want to move on here. Let's talk to Vanessa in New York. Vanessa, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I appreciate you taking my call. I have a question, actually. I don't know if you want to say it's based on the economic problem, so I hate to get off subject.
Hey, it's fine. Nobody calls in about subjects on this show. Go ahead.
I heard this morning on another radio show that they're putting through Bill H.R. 1105, talking about the RFID and the NAIS chip. And I want to know what I can do, or I can go to protest this, just a lead or something like that.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I mean, well, this is economic because the big agribusiness wants to shut down family farms and ranches. They've written the federal regulations that aren't law, but through fiat are enforced as law at the state level, to where small farms and ranches have to put a $15, $20 tag on a $5 chicken, bankrupts them. Or where you have to have your premises registered and then you waive your rights in that contract. Now, only a few states pass it as law, like Texas, but then that got defeated in the courts, but they still go ahead with it. Bob, do you want to comment on the National Animal ID and the Premises ID?
It's really out of my category. I know what you know, generally speaking, and that's it.
Yeah, so, ma'am, I mean, people are fighting the Animal ID, Premises ID everywhere, and I would just Google NIS or, you know, Animal ID, Premises ID in your state if you want to fight it. There's national groups fighting. We've had a lot of those groups here on the show.
I appreciate it. And also I have a comment on CNBC's reaction to Ron Paul. They said that they were going to come back when they were playing something more substandard, and I just thought that was great that they admitted that.
In fact, I have the transcript here. They said, we're going to come back. I actually have the text here. I appreciate your call, man. Let me go ahead and read it. Haynes says, this is not going as planned. No, it is not. This is when they cut away from Ron Paul. We were told that there was a very limited number of opening statements, and it seems to be getting out of control. Burn it. Here's what we forgot. Everybody is taking this live. You know what that means. Why would they miss an opportunity for free airtime? Haynes, we're going to take a commercial break and get them out of the way so that when something really substandard, he means substantial, is happening, we don't have to interrupt them. So the image here is, how dare these elected congressmen, who are supposedly over the Federal Reserve, which they're not, bring up the fact the Federal Reserve is destroying America. How dare them? We'll cut back once Bernanke's up there. Because normally they don't show the congressman asking serious questions. They only show the private bankers. Bob Chapman, comments?
We're carrying that piece from InfoWars in tomorrow's issue. And so you'll be able to see it there as well as on Alex's site.
Absolutely.
And I saw the live version, and that's exactly the way it happened. And I was surprised because they've admitted that they're managing the news.
Well, it's just all right out in the open. Let's go ahead and talk to Brent in Texas. Brent, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for all the information you put out. It's really incredible. I don't know how you can put out so much material consistently, but I'm thankful that you do. Question was for Bob, and I emailed you about this, so I'm glad I got through. I'm very surprised. Thanks for taking calls just for Bob today, too.
You bet. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah. So, Bob, the question was, I know you're familiar with Prechter's Elliott Wave analysis because you've commented on it on occasion in the newsletter. But, you know, lately, I think it was in the last week or so, he came out and basically said, in this grand, what he calls a grand supercycle bear market, that he'd be surprised if futures even existed after it's over. Now, he didn't give any kind of timeline because that's impossible, but... you know, clearly it'd be devastating for the markets if, you know, a major futures exchange went under. But what do you think about the likelihood of that, the prospect of that, and if it was possible?
Yeah, let me add about a COMEX, gold futures defaulting. Can you comment on both those?
First of all, I'll answer Alex. Possible and probable. And to answer the original question, and that is, you know, we can have physical markets. We don't need futures. And maybe we should revamp the whole futures system so that it can't be rigged by government. And just like we should privatize the SEC and the CFTC so that they don't cooperate with the criminals in Washington and in Wall Street. I mean, the Madoff affair, and now we get the Stanford thing. SEC knew about Madoff 7 or 8 or 9 years ago, refused to do anything, and they knew it was a scam, and there's hundreds of people involved. And with Stanford, they were told to stand down by another government agency. I mean, what is this? So, referring back to the futures markets, there's no control. The only control is the United States government doing what they want to do to those markets by manipulating and rigging them. And it's got to stop. And if it doesn't stop, people ain't going to play the game anymore. And the whole market will be physical. And that's why you're having the run that you're having for the last 10 months on physical gold and silver coins and bullion by individuals all over the world, but particularly in Europe. And now it's starting in the United States. And so we can do without futures exchanges.
All right.
If they're rigged. I mean, who wants a rigged market?
Absolutely. Well, that's what the pirates want. And then they sucker the people back into the market so they can screw them. Ben in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I had two comments for you guys. One, I heard just on Rush's show right before I turned on your show, he actually admitted that they're saying that there's going to be a one-world government and a one-world currency.
But was he saying that if you're against it, you're bad? Because before he did, he said it didn't exist.
No, he just said it on there. He said, I think he was referring to another piece that a news organization was putting out or something.
Well, yeah, it's in hundreds of mainstream.
But he was just basically admitting it and saying that, you know, the liberals are going to be behind all of it, which he normally does.
So stay there. I want to hear more about this when we get back. That's a big deal. But, I mean, Russia spent 16, 17, 18 years telling people none of this existed when the guy's smart and knows all about it. And I've been wondering the last few months, how is he going to say it doesn't exist when the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, CNN, the Times of London, the New York Times are all saying world government's real, the banks are going to rule you, but that it's good. It's good.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
You see, the globalists and the known Trilateral Commission and CFR publications that were public, just not widely distributed, and everybody in the controlled media knew they didn't talk about it, but they lose their job. They had to build world government, destroy the industry of Western Europe and the United States and Japan, get everybody in debt in the debt-based economy, tell everybody to get in debt, then blow it all out, have a fire sale, and then say, we'll save you with the world government and carbon taxes you pay to us. And, you know, Limbaugh can't come on the air and say it's a liberal conspiracy and the Republicans will save you. because, you know, it's neocon publications pushing this world government as well. But Bush played the bad cop. Now Obama's the good cop, the facelift of the New World Order. And now because they're openly setting it up, and you're going to be paying your taxes to them and satellite tracker boxes in your cars and neighborhood tattletale squads and everything else, they have to emerge out into the open. And that's what the Obama deception covers. The film is about Obama, but it isn't. It just shows how he's a front man and puppet, and you learn the whole globalist agenda, what they're doing, what they're setting up. It's such an important film, folks. It's not going to be about, what was he really born in Africa, which will just bounce off his armor. This is the black arrow to this political dragon. And I want to hold you 5 minutes over, Bob Chapman. We'll get our guest on from England, if you can do it, unless you have something else that's coming up. But, I mean, your comments on this, because I've actually had other people tell me in days past he's been admitting it, and I know a lot of mainline conservatives are admitting it is true, you know, your take on them having to admit all this now.
Well, I think that it's part of their process of exposure. They're getting ready to pull the plug on the entire world economy. They haven't even done that yet. I mean, what you're seeing going on here, all these problems,
prelude,
is really child's play. It hasn't got bad yet.
Yeah, they're setting the table.
Exactly. And we're looking out 2, maybe 3 years still until they're ready, and then all of a sudden the deflation will begin, and then all of a sudden everything will just go haywire. And they're coming out in anticipation of this. This is part of the propaganda and brainwashing to make people start to begin to think in terms that they are going to be saved by a one-world entity of some kind.
Yeah, I have another article.
The thing that they're doing, and you pointed this out last week, Alex, was the propaganda by Soros and one of those fellows on Fox. He came out and said the Bubbas are going to
Lindbergh
attack and so you better be ready for it. They're preparing people to try to go and do that so they can implement martial law. You remember last week that was the bottom line? Well, it's the same thing. This is a big propaganda war that's going on, and they're heating the people up.
That's right. They want us to go away. They want us to start blasting. That is not what we want. We want to politically point out they're the criminals, take control of the states, and educate the public that it's the globalists that did this, and that letting them set up this World Bank will only hurt us worse. Any other comments, Ben, in Oregon?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask Bob Chapman about, I have it's my wife's 401k, and I try rolling it over into a IRA money market account, and her company says that we can't do anything with her 401k until she either quits or gets fired or something like that. Is there anything else I could do?
I believe that's just a lie. With most 401ks, she can demand it be liquidated, but some places have a clause. A lot of companies have really already leveraged that money and spent it. Bob?
They can do what they want to do. And if she tries to move it or if she wants to liquidate it, she's out the door. And it's as simple as that, and it can do that. And I run to a lot of them like that, and some of them you can borrow 90%, some of them you can borrow 10%. It varies from company to company. And, you know, the same thing they're trying to pull also with people who are liquidating life and annuity policies because they don't think that the insurance companies will pay off.
All right, Bob, stay there. I want to do 5 more minutes with you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.